So the Siach Yitzchok is a pirish in the Siddur, which they call Ishei Yisrael. Rabbi Yitzchok ben Tzad was a Talmid of the God. It's a very different pirish. Having yeshiva Siddur. He says, "Atovah chavtonu mikol ha'amim, v'ahavta yisonu mi'atzi sabo." Atovah chavtonu mikol ha'amim goes on Pesach. V'ahavta yisonu ishvus, matan Torah. V'atzi sabonu goes on Sukkos. Why? Sukkos came after the Egel Azov. We have Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have Mount Torah, and then we have he came the 40 days later after Mount Torah, Yisegel Azov, Kiyadua, and then we had 40 days in the middle, 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Lucha Shnius, Yom Kippur, and then Sukkot comes after that, so it comes after Yisegel Azov. Let's try and understand Bezer Hashem Yisroch. There's a big oimek in this idea that Sukkos is Ratzi Sabonu. Sukkos is Man Simcha Seinu. And we also have to understand, what's the grace of Simcha? Why is it this Man Simcha Seinu? Pesach is Man Chere Seinu. It's a deed in this man. Svarim state that there's a hashpah every year in the yonim that happened, the choshev yonim that happened to Klal Yisrael, choze iber every year that hashpah. So the chayrus of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Tesvav Nisan till Kriyas Yamsuf, 7 days of Pesach, is bad chayrus eimer. That's today. Also, was Man Chereseinu, because that was the Makar. And Shavuos was Man Matan Torah Seinu. Doesn't need a Hezbeh. It's Man Hazeh. There's also that Hashpah was Man Matan Torah Seinu. What happened on Sukkos, on Tesvav Tishri, that makes it into Zman Simcha Seinu? And what is the Nafka Minah now? What's our Zman Simcha Seinu now? What's the Zman? What's the Chiluk in Zman? So the Pasuk Man Yehidu Zer Seichem Ki Basukos Hashavti Es Bnei Yisrael Utsios Amir Tzvitzrayim Yodu Alachem Machlekes Tanoim. If it's Sukkos Mamish or it's Adonai Kovit. So people talk a lot about Adonai HaKovet on Sukkos. And there's a big man, the Omar, who says it was Sukkos Mamish. And the Mefarshi Chumash, many of them say that the Pshutai is Sukkos Mamish. But what's the big deal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moshiv as Sukkos? If Sukkos is Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, everybody knows the Kasha B'Shem, the Tur. So why isn't Sukkos, Chag HaSukkos, the same time as Pesach, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the Tur answers what he answers, also a very Choshev HaTeretz. But there's a Rabban. In three words, the Rabban also answers the Kasha. He didn't ask the Kasha, but Torah's Kasha. He says it as a Metzias. On that Pasuk, he says that Lefi, the about the Omer, the Sukkos Mamish, or even Adonai HaKovet, even he's talking there about Adonai HaKovet, after it's still Sukkos Mamish, it could be Adonai HaKovet. He says, a very decay aside. He says, Pesach is Eicher to the Etzim Yitzias Mitzrayim. All the Nisim that happened, all the Giluyim that happened, and the Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we said this morning, Ali Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem Tzeis Yitzchem, Eretz Mitzrayim, Li Yos Lochem Lelukim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bi Mashkiach Aleinu, we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to Az, Ashkoche, the Abba Hashem, Hashem being Melech and Klal Yisrael, being Mashkiach and Klal Yisrael, there was no Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That will necessitate Torah, the Sedim, but the Etzim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But that's Pesach. So the Rabban, that Sukkos is a Zecher to the Kiyum of Yitzias Mitzrayim. A very difficult word. Is Kenzai. And Faket, according to the Svara HaPshuta, because Rav took us out from Mitzrayim, with all the Gvaltiga Giluyim, all the Gvaltiga Limudim, Bios Lachem Lelukim, and what did we do? We made an ego. It's Gendik. Don't play so. Go find someone else. Klal Yisrael don't deserve to be the Abba Hashem. We messed it up completely. You don't have a bigger Pircha in Leo's Lochem Lelukim, direct Hashkocha, do we go make an echo? No, that's the Hemshech of Yitzias Mitzrayim. After Egel Azov, Tshuva, Tfilis, Reish Rabbeinu, we get Lucha Shnius, we get Yom Kippur, as the Hemshech of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is not bottle. It's a very dick of vort. And it's even more than that. It's an oimik, and an oimik in an oimik. Yitzias Mitzrayim is not bottle. Why is Yitzias Mitzrayim not bottle? Be'etzim is thinking about it. Because Rav takes us out. I'm giving you Torah. You hear Klo, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Tzeisicha, Eretz Mitzrayim, Beis Avodim. Lo Yisas Elcha Pesa. What do we do? So, Lechayr, Shul Bibok. We take on, we're right, but the Baisa is a Chiddush Otsu, that there's such a thing as Mechila, there's such a thing as Tshuva, there's such a thing as Slicha, such a thing that chet, as bad as a chet could be, as bad as a chet is, you can live after chet. We take on as a given, and we're right. There's such a thing as Yom Kippur, and every year we have a Yom Kippur. Every year we have a service of children. But if you take one step back and think about it, it's an unbelievable chiddush. The Rebbeinu Shleilam gives us Torah, the conditions. The Torah is very clear of how we're supposed to behave. Scha ve'oinish. So yeah, we mess up. Goodbye. Well, it's not human. The Rebbeinu Shleilam says, I'll give you another chance. I'll give you a way of making it up. I'll give you tshuva. It's a chiddush atzum. And that's Sukkos. Even though Lichayr we messed up totally, Yitzias Mitzrayim, no. There's a Hemshech Yitzias Mitzrayim. And there's an oimik in that too. Because B'Sof Shel Dovar, who's in charge? Lichayr, he told me the Bereshit was in charge. It's his world. Yeah, but he gave us Bechir. Bechir is very powerful. With Bechira, Lechaira, Akol Bidei Shemaim, Chutz V'Yer Shemaim. So who's in charge? The Nefesh HaChaim is Barich, Shar Aleph, to explain what Tzelem Elokim, that Rebbeinu Shalom gave Klal Yisrael, a Koyach Doime to Elokim. Elokim is Baal HaKoyach Eskula. Rebbeinu Shalom runs the whole Briah. But he gave that over to Klal Yisrael, that we should run the Bria. And we affect the Bria. And he says, Mary Dick Pshat, he says, when Kodesh Baruch made Adam a Rishon, Vayipach Ba'af of Nishmas Chaim, Vayhi Ho Adam Lenefesh Chaya. What's the Poshet Taich of the Pasuk? Adam became a Nefesh Chaya. Vayhi Ho Adam Lenefesh Chaya. The Targum, Rashi brings, Rashi also explained this, the Kudu, but the Targum says, Vayhi Ba Adam Ruach Mamalala, Kilu, there was in the bench the Nefesh Chaya, the Ruach HaMadamea. Oh, but that's not the Poshet Pshat. The Poshet Pshat is the Adam became a Nefesh Chaya. So Rashi has his Hezbeh. Rashi does explain it like that. And if you Rashi don't steer it to the Targum, oh, but Reb Chaim says, Vayhi Adam leNefesh Chaya, Adam became the Nefesh Chaya of the whole Bria. He is the Nefesh of the Bria. Well, everything that the Guf does, our Gufim, they do whatever the Nefesh wants to do. The Guf can't move itself, only because we decide with our Pnimius, with our Nefesh, we want to move, so we move. So the Adam became the Nefesh Chaya. The Chaya, who's in charge of the Bria? Now, Adam. Only calls Bad the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to have that Koyach. We have that Koyach. Over the Maisa, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is still the Bala boss. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He wanted something. He wanted us to become the Goy Gadol. He told Avraham Avinu, Ve'eschel Yisrael, the Goy Gadol. And that Goy Gadol is Klal Yisrael. And he gave a bris made, I'm sorry, and a certain tonight of how we become that Goy Gadol. Avdus, Yitzhiyah me Avdus, all the gwalting is Yonim. Yes, he gave all that. But Lichaira, we messed up. You can only mess up to the degree the Rebbeinu Shlomo lets you mess up. The Eibishter wants Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. The Eibishter wants Klal Yisrael. The Eibishter wants the Goy Gadol. That's going to be. That has to be. Cannot be different. Yiyeh Masha, Yiyeh. Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. We cannot be Mevatel Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. But that's Ratzon Hashem. The ultimate Ratzon Hashem is even though there's Bechira, and you have the Toitzos of Bechira, but at the end of the day, Eibishter's Ratzon will be declared. And that's this Yom Tov. Yeah, Pesach was whole Shoresh. That's the whole Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. That's the Ramban. But the Kiyum of Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim, he is after Egel, after Chet, but after Mechira, after Yom Kippur, there's still a Kiyum of Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Ratzon, he took us out from Mitzrayim. Liyos lochem lelokim, ani Hashem lekech. That's it. Yiyeh ma sheyiyeh. And even Rashi brings from Chazal, why it says ani Hashem lekechem twice, because after Golos, when they went into Golos, they tied to Yechezkel. So Eved Shemochar is Avdoi, so Odo Shemochar is Avdoi. He's got the title on the Eved. So Cheskel came back and said, no, the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, Bal kochoch ani malkechem. Bal kochoch ani Hashem elokeichem. You like it, you don't like it, ani Hashem elokeichem. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is looking after us. Here it's not the pshat, we don't like it. We do like it, we want it. Well, there was chet. It's not going to be mafriya. It's here's Mitzrayim. That's Ratzi Sabanu. Rebbeinu Shlomo was right, Sabanu. And that's going to be. And that has to be. Tomachalto, Nikola Ami, Bahavto Isanu, Gewaldik, but there was Chel. Ratzi Sabanu, Gendik, Ratzon Hashem, Rebbeinu Shlomo wants Klal Yisrael. Be'emes, just understanding that already is a hesper why it's Zman Simchas Einu. Because the gilui of that is in the Midbar. The Zman Simchas Einu. The Simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be with us. But let's go a little bit around first. Let's go off to a tangent and we'll come back. Say the bad machlek sukkis babish or sukkis or sukkis adonai covered. What's the gewaltige idiot of the bad over sukkis babish? Sukkis, they took us in the midbar, and we were in a midbar, and we didn't have where to live, but we made sukkis babish. So there are bad. Says in two words the idea. The Rashbam, if you look on the pasuk, the Rashbam there, Rashbam is Marich, the whole idea. The Rashbam says the truth is sukkis babish. He says, we haven't got a chumash. Well, is there a chumash over there? Dvarim. All right, never mind. So he says that the Rebbeinu Shalom, this man now, Sidney was mentioned yesterday, is this man of Osif. See, the interesting thing, the Shalish Regalim are connected the Tkufas Hashana, which also are the agricultural tkufas hashana, and there's zelu maseh, the historical things that happen to Klal Yisrael are connected also what's happening in the fields. So the Chaga Aviv, that's the beginning. The Pesach is the beginning of Tzias Mitzrayim, the beginning of Klal Yisrael. That's Chaga Aviv. What's the tachlis of Tzias Mitzrayim? Torah, that's Chag HaKotzir, or Tachlis is to make the Ksira. In the old days, they used to harvest all the stuff, the wheat, they remained in the Goyrin, on the threshing floor, they threshed it, they waited, they left it outside. The fruit, they took the fruit, and we're gonna need a whole winter. Till next Chag HaKotzir. We need 7 months. How are we going to survive? They didn't have fridges in those days. How are they going to survive? They dried the fruit. They dried some of the vegetables. And the vegetables, mainly, they grow during the winter. But they dried the fruit. And they left it. How do they dry it? They leave it in the fields to dry. And then, before the rain comes, the rain is supposed to come now. They're forecasting Chas V'Shalom. On Shabbos, supposed to be rain. That's very good for the Torah. The Torah says when the whole world making the sukkahs is bizman, when it's a silly thing to do to make sukkahs, right? The beginning of the rain, this is the last time you need to make a sukkah. You should make sukkahs in the spring after. In Nissan, you get the last rain, then you make a nice sukkah and you can sit in your garden and you have your shade. Well, now it's going to rain soon. Ez Hashem, we should be zoicha, it won't rain until Simchas Torah. I hope it won't rain Simchas Torah either, because I want to walk back with the Mishmacha. Everyone has their own negiyas. But in the time when the old days, so now was the time when they brought all the produce into the storehouses. And you could see, you filled your storehouses with Baruch Hashem, we had all the figs and dates and rimonim and wheat and everything. And there's a big sakana. You could say, we have no hasoga of this Yetzirah. Because where do we get food? Go to the supermarket, you buy the food. Nobody's going to say kochi v'etzim yadi. Where do we have our kochi v'etzim yadi? The money that we get. Oh, that was me. and we don't have it with the food. But if we were farmers, I can tell you, I've been quite a few times on a combine harvester for Pesach when they're doing the ksira for wheat, and it's not my field, Michal. I didn't do anything for the field; just stand there and switch it on. So there's the shame matzah's mitzvah, and then the guy drives it. But you can understand; it just eats up the wheat. There's golden yam of wheat there, and the machine's going along. And if you look behind you, it does everything. It does all the threshing and thing, and you get golden wheat kernels coming to the machzad, the thing. It's bavla l'arayin. The machine is bavla l'arayin, especially if you try to doing ksira bayat. Why do we go there? Because we're doing ksira bayat. So the amount that it takes 3 hours, four or five people, a bit older, but even so, the old days was a difference. The amount it takes us to be koitze, that area, the combine harvester does it in about 3 minutes. Goes back, forth, three goes, there's double what all of us could do. It takes about 3 hours. And all we do, we do the ksira. We have then we got to bring it to Yerushalayim, and then we do the zriya and all the pulas until you get wheat, which you know kernels of wheat. The combine harvester does it all in one go. But you can have the thing. You're walking, you're going along the field, eating up, you know, this everything that you did, that you fertilized it, and you sowed the field and everything. And then there's wow. You can understand a farmer when he brings in all his fruit and he fills the machzanim, the storehouses for the winter. You can imagine, I fertilized it correctly, I watered it correctly, I pruned everything correctly. It's a big yitzhak. Say kochim etzim yadi. So the Rashbam, that's why now the Rebbeinu Shlomo made the Chag HaSukkos. Sukkos Mamish. Remember, you were in a midbar. In a midbar, you didn't have any fields, you didn't have any food, you didn't have even a house to live in. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo worried for all our needs. So who do you think gave you all this produce that you have now? So that's why Sukkos Mamish is a zecher to the whole trek in the midbar. And he says in the beginning of Akev, the Torah's Barich, that you have to remember the Nesiah in the midbar, when you were in the midbar and you were Choyse Koil, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave you everything. And don't come and say, Kochim Etzim Yadi. He says, that's the whole thing, those psukim in Akev, but what's going on now that we're not supposed to say Kochim Etzim Yadi? So, it's not really no get to us. But if a person realizes, Rabbi Sinowitz mentioned yesterday the Tkufa Sashona Chag HaOsif, Tkufa Sashona. So he mentioned the Netziv, that the Tkufa Sashona is going for today, right? For this year. When you can't take all the stuff from the field, you're not allowed to, it's Hefka. You're not allowed to take more than Mosin Shalish Sunnis, you can't. Put all your fruit in the thing. Last night, 10 to 12 at night, with Bavla on the right, 10 to 12 at night, we were still just awake, Mishmacha. They knock on the door, three girls want to come and take fruit from my God. There's still a sign, we've still got the sign that everything's hefka. The mice, there's nothing left, anything that's left is rotten. 10 to 12 at night, that's a bit, the food is hefka, the family's not hefka, the fruit is hefka. You walk through somebody's house at 10 to 12 at night just to get a few. I don't even know if they knew what I have, what I would have had, you know. The kids, so you can't put, now this year, you can't fill out your basali, your storehouses. But when did you fill it? If you had bitachon, there's a very big Orachai. If you have bitachon in Shemitah, then the Eibishter gives you the balamina tefa, gives you enough to eat, and he'll give you through the whole Shemitah is nogea till next Shavuos, next to Pesach, the beginning of the Ketzira, Pesach, and the thing we need food for Meshach the whole winter. Shemitah is nogea through the whole winter. If you don't have the bitachon v'marta ma'oichal, you're going to say, well, then Vitzivi says Birchasi, the Arachayim says, oh, Marta, Ma'oichal, you haven't got Bitochen. Then, okay, the Rebbeinu Shalom, even you're not on the Madrega that you should be, then he'll give you the Bracha in the Shnas HaShishis. You'll see you have enough for till Shnas HaShishis. You have enough. You'll fill your storehouses in Shnas HaShishis and you'll still be full. So even now, even though it's this Shmita, we're not taking in from the fields, we wouldn't have taken in from the fields, but you still can look back and say, well, I've still got enough for the winter, I've got enough to survive till I sow the fields again. Oh, that was because 2 years ago, you know, I fertilized better and I did this and I did that. No, the fighter, you've got to have the bitochen. Chag HaSukkos, it was not Koichim Eitzim Yodi. No, there was a Maisa, the Kavav Maisa, there's 31 Maisa from Kavav years, many, many years ago. The government was much more in charge of agriculture in Eretz Yisrael, and they decided to bring pears to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have pears in Eretz Yisrael. So the Minister of Agriculture decided they were going to bring pears, and they would pay to the different moshavim to plant pear trees. And whatever you had to do to think. So they came to Kovabias, the Shomishvias, Kovabias. But the Kovabias is Mamish Medaktik in Shvias, Mamish Kola, you know, like the Raz and Chaznish v'chule, so they said, we keep Shmita. And in Shmita, we won't touch the trees. So they said, well, you're going to ruin the trees. We're going to give you new saplings, and you're not going to prune it properly. They convinced them that they should give them. And the Maisa they gave them, I'm not sure if exactly this is the same Maisa or not, but definitely Kovabias' paradise was more matzliach than anything around, all around. There was, I'm not sure if I'm confusing two mice, there was definitely a plague of locusts in a Shemitah a few years ago, and they went all the fields around Kovabias, all the people of Mechalal Shemitah, all the stuff was destroyed. They didn't touch, not one locust came into any of the fields of Kovabias. The Rav there, Kovabias, the Mitzvah, the Pharisee, the whole Nisim, and lots of Nisim. That in the vineyards, the yisod of a vine, I can tell you, is the Maisa. You have to prune your vine in January. That's when you prune your vine. You cut it back, you leave three notches on each thing, and then it grows kabaltic. In January. So you can't do that. It's awesome. Leisizmar. It's Kavacha Leisizmar. You can't do it in Shmita. So when do we do it? We did it before Rosh Hashanah, just before Rosh Hashanah last year. So I know there was a big vineyard, I think two Shmitas ago, and the Mumchim say if you're going to do that in September, you'll prune it in September. It's too early. You'll kill the vines. Well, Ahoyim and Narishkeit, they had then a tremendous yield of grapes. I think it was in the Yekavei Golani Katsrin. There, this was a Yekav of what's it called, Golan. You know, they have one of the big vineyards, big wine people. We also, Baruch Hashem, we had a lot of grapes this year. Gewaldig, big chef of grapes, even though I pruned it much too early. But what I'm saying is you still have the Yetzer Hara of Koichim Eitzim Yodi. Say, oh, I pruned it, or whatever. So that's the bad dog of Sukkos Mamish. And therefore, Vaket, what are you supposed to take out when you fill your thing and you realize Sukkos Mamish, the Eibush is giving us everything? A bet just to be Samech Bechelkoi. A person could be Mistapik Bechelkoi, or it could be Samech Bechelkoi. Ezeo Oshir, says the old joke. There's two Hungarians, one says the other. Zubdia, tell me, what's a usher? What's a rich man? So the other one says, well, Perikum Pirkei Avos is a Sameach Bechelkoi. So he says, no, that's an usher midrabbanan. What's an usher midaraisa? An usher midaraisa. What's an usher midaraisa? That means you got a lot of money. Kitzer, there's Mistapik Bechelkoi. And there's Sameach Bechelkoi. Mistapik Bechelkoi is a midah. Well, I don't want more than I have. I have what I have, okay. But maybe he's crying. He would have wanted more. He didn't get more. He's not Mekadeh. There's Sameach Bechelkoi. How can a person be Sameach Bechelkoi? You can only be Sameach Bechelkoi if you realize everything came from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the Zman Simchaseinu Lefi, the man, the Omer, Sukkos Mamish, is Simcha Bechelkeinu, Simcha B'mash Yesh Lanu, Simcha that the Eibush that gives us everything that we need. That's the Zman Simchaseinu. That's the Fee the Man, the Omer, Sukkos Mamish. The Fee the Man, the Omer, Adonai HaKovet. So Yodu Alachem Misnomer, the God's Cheshbon, that which Adonai HaKovet are we talking about? We're talking about the Adonai HaKovet which came back after the Egel. God, in the beginning of Shir HaShirim, says a very interesting thing. So it needs a lot of hesper. He says, the Adonai HaKovet which came B'Shas Yitzis Mitzrayim, nobody could see it except Nevi'im. Only Nevi'im could see them. The Adonai HaKovet were mistalek with the Egel, and then they came back after Yom Kippur. He didn't come back after Yom Kippur. The Benjamin was Boichel Besimcha, Rashi says, Yom Kippur. Then says the God, Moshe Rabbeinu on Yud Aleph was Mitzaveh the oil Mayed. Yud Beis and Yud Gimel were the 2 days that they brought the Nidvas HaMishkan. Yud Dalet that year, he makes a cheshbon with Shabbos. The Gemara learns out is a Havara from the Nidvas HaMishkan, is a Havara on Shabbos. And on Tes Vav, that's when they started to build the oil Mayid. So the God on Tes Vav Tishri, that's when the Adonai HaKovet came back. So that's why did the Adonai HaKovet come back after Yom Kippur? Why did the Adonai, why did it wait till we started building the Mikdash? So the God, Al-Koponim, the God says, that's why the Fee, the Madom, Adonai HaKovet, Sukkos is now, is Tesvav Tishri, because it's Eicher to the Adonai HaKovet, which came back on Tesvav Tishri, not the Adonai HaKovet, which was there. The Adonai HaKovet, which came back on Tesvav Tishri, so the God, everybody could see them, even the Goyim saw it. The Goyim saw, the Klal Yisrael was surrounded in a box of clouds, and he brings psukim from the droshes from Shir HaShirim. They said, "Ein zeh ki Elokim, the kilu Elokim, mi zois oilo min ha-midbar, kesim rois oshon." That's the Adonai HaKovet coming from the midbar. They go in when they spoil what they saw. So we make a sukkah, seichel Adonai HaKovet. What is this seichel Adonai HaKovet? This sukkah is a very, very lobdish sukkah, ki yotua. Where's it say, Chalad and HaKovet? You look up, that's the Chalad and HaKovet, look like that. Or like, whatever, all around us, there was the Chalad and HaKovet. And no sukkah, you didn't have a minig to put white sheets on the walls. Lechoyer and say, Chalad and HaKovet. But what about the floor? Nobody, the Meitav Yediyasi, has white floors. I know somebody once took a line of made white lino on the floor, and seichel under the covered. But this is not, this isn't white. No, it's not mekabel tumah. Okay, fine, that's a lob de shavon. But how's it seichel under the covered? What was the Ananea covet? What's the whole thought of Ananea covet? Go back to what we started with. The Ananea covet was a simit that Kodesh Baruch was moichel us. It was a tremendous chiba. It was a chiba yaseira. It wasn't stam that he was moichel us. The God explains all the psukim. It's a very, very shver of parasha. In Kisisa, after the Egel, what happened there? Well, you got some machlokes, different mahalchim in all these psukim. To Kriyas HaTorah from Shabbos, right? What did Rabbeinu Shalom say? He was Moichel after Moshe Rabbeinu was this Davida. So first it was Rachmanah Nitzal what he wanted to do, but even there the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Hanicha li v'achale oisol gerega. So the Gemara HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Merabes to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's all totally on you. Well, Hanicha li, says the Gemara, he wasn't holding on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean Hanicha li? I said, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what has to be. So he told Moshe Rabbeinu, no daven. I don't want to destroy them. That's the Midas Adin. No daven. And he davened. He said, okay. So I'm moichel now. But I'm going to send the Malach. You can't have a hanhog of Shechina. I'm Kshei Oirev. It's no good. Vayomer Moshe, Yom Tishlishi. El Hashem, Rei, Ato Oime Elai, Ha, Leso Om Azeh, Vato Loi Haidatani Es Hashem Tishlach Imi. You didn't tell me who you're going to send. What do you mean, you didn't tell me who you're going to send? You said you're going to send the Malach. Vato Marato Yudaticho B'Shem, Ki Matosichem Be'Enoi. Vato, Im No Matosichem Be'Necho, Hodieni No Estrochecho, Veidachol malim tzochei beinecho re'ei ki amcho agoy hazeh vayomar pona yeleichu vanichoy sinoch. Rashi says already that asher amarto li hine anochi shaleach malach ein zo yedo shani chofetz bo she'ein ani chofetz bo. I don't want the malach. And Moshe Rabbeinu was poel here to be doiche the malach, and the Shechina will come back and be matrich klal Yisrael. I don't want the malach. I want Shechina. I want you. And the Rebbeinu Shalom was moichel. And he said, okay. Pona yeleichu v'anichoy siloch. And Rebbeinu Shalom says, but say that that's what we need. B'meh yivod ha'efo ki matzos ichei b'necha ani v'amecha haloi b'lechtecha imonu. Only if we see that you're coming with us, the Shechina is with us. Nifli le'ani v'amecha mikol ha'om asher b'nei yohadom. Shechina with us. Don't want the malach. V'ayom asher b'moyshe gamis ha'adom ha'azir. I think matzos ichei. Then Moshe Rabbeinu pulls out his ace card. What? V'ayomar. Hareini nois kvoidecha. What's the real gilui? Okay, big deal. What he meant? Vayomer ani avi kol tuvi aponecho, korosi b'shem Hashem lefonecho, chanesi es asher ochon, v'richamti es asher arachem. When Shem says, "I'll be merachem," whoever I'll be merachem, the seder, I'll be merachem. Even though there's no mahalach of understanding why he should be merachem, v'richamti es asher arachem. The Ramchal says Das Funas is the biggest gilui that the Rebbeinu Shalom is in charge. He can do whatever he wants. I mean, the Sadin says all the Midokilegim Midokilegim. Rechabtis asher arachem. I can be barachem if I want, and I don't care about midas adin if I want. If I want, says the Ramchal, Rabbi Shlomo Mislag midas adin. Aber kishu roitze. Rechabtis asher arachem. Rechadus asher arachem. Who's in charge? Midas adin or HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are there rules which are forced HaKadosh Baruch to be mislaying with? Bido k'neged bido. Is ma'alach? Kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu's buchrach? Chas v'sholom. What did we say in the last, the series of Etshuva? Ha-melech ha-mishpot. The Rabbeinu Shem is mishpot. He, when he wants to be mislaying with mishpot, is mishpot. When he wants it, it's mishpot. Ha-melech ha-mishpot. It's not the Ksavah Kabbalah says, of Horach Mimo, of HaMishpat. No, it's Mashma, that Mishpat something separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a set of rules, Bida Kenegin Bida, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Av Horach Mimo, Av HaMishpat. It says it isn't. He is HaMelech HaMishpat, he is Mishpat. There are no rules, there are only rules which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be rules. I mean, there's no set of rules which have to be only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mislaying with the set of rules Mido Kenegin Mido is there, other, is that valid when he wants Rechamti Sasharach. And we were Zoycha then to Yud Gimel Midas Vayavar Hashem Apono Vayikro Hashem Hashem Keil Rachu Vechanon Erech Apayim Rav Chesu Ve'emes Noitze Chesu Alofu Noitze Yomu Vesh. This is the ultimate covenant Hashem, that Rebbeinu Shalom is not bound by anything, can do exactly whatever he wants. Rechamti Sashe Arachim, the greatest covenant, the greatest koyach, that there's nothing other than Rotzon Hashem. Hashem Hashem Keil Rachu Vechanon Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Vemes, Noitze Chesed, Lo Alofi, Noitze Ovoi, Vofesh, Vechato, Venake, Miracle. Yeah. Vaybahem Moshe, Vayikot Arzo Eshtochu, Vayoyme. Im no matzosi chein bein echo Hashem, Yelech no Hashem bekir beinu. He was poiled now much more. Beforehand, he was, the Shechina will be with us. Will lead us. Then Moshe Rabbeinu was poils of the God to a much different level. And the Shechina will be Bekirbeinu, Betoich Klal Yisrael, not as Klal Yisrael in the Shechina. The Shechina is Betoichenu Mamish. The Shechina is Betoich Klal Kol Echot Ve'echot. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Tzivui to make the oil Mayed, the Machlokes Rishonim, whether it was then or already the first time. And what's the oil Mayed? V'shochanti b'soicha b'soich leiv kol echad ve'echad. It's not the Shechina separate. The Rebbeinu Shalom is completely korov with us. Ad kedei kach. So buried the kekirva. How do we see the Shechina's b'soichenu? The Nefesh HaChaim says, Shar Aleph, when a mensch is mekayim, tariyag mitzvahs, bishlei musa, then what's he being mekale? He mekale. I've got Rebach Evorim. What am I Rebach Evorim for? To be Mekayim Rotzon Hashem. I'm an Eved, and an Eved is bottled to his Adam. That's what we are. The Gilui, that Shechina is Bekir Beinu Besaychenu, is only the mitzvahs. But we do mitzvahs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Boichel on Yom Kippur, Besimcha. But the Shechina Bekir Beinu, when did the Anunei HaKovet come back to show the Shechina's Bekir Beinu? When we started to build the oil Mayed. The Shnei Gemara in Ksuba is a very shvera Gemara. As God Maisa Tzadikim, we Maisa Shemai Ba'aretz. The Inu Shemai Ba'aretz, it says, Yemini Timcha Shemayim, the Yodi is something orange. So, but the Rebbeinu Shalom made Shemaim with the right hand, and with the left hand he made orange, one hand each. The Ilu, Maisa Tzadikim, the Gemara, the Ksuva says, Ilu, Maisa Tzadikim, it says, Mikdosh Hashem Kodanu Yodecho, Yodecho is Moshe Rabbim. Your two hands made the Mikdosh Hashem. Frank, the Nefesh HaChaim, You try to bring a raya for Maaseh Tzadikim. And the Gemara is talking about Hashem Yisbarach's hands. Could Mikdash Hashem, could do Yadecha. So, God will Maaseh Tzadikim, Maaseh Shammai V'Oretz. But that's Mikdash Hashem, could do Yadecha. Is the Rebbeinu Shlom's hands. Teretz is, who built the Mikdash? Who built the Mikdash? Big Shai. We built the Mikdash, no? Mikdash Hashem Kodadu Yodecha. The Rebbeinu Shlom built the Mikdash. We made all this thing, all the opinion. Could we get a bottle of Shechina and open a bottle of Shechina, you know, or nowadays you have a spray, you know, a Shechina spray. And we'll spray the whole inside of the oil made with Shechina. We got Shechina? No, they wish that to come. We davened just before. Bnei Veischa Kivat Chila. V'choinei Mikdashcha Al B'choinei. The Mikdash is that mitzad the Shechina. Put down the Shechina Al B'choinei. Bring the Shechina onto the base of Mikdash, the Bayis Shlishi. So there they're going, even the Rebbeinu Shlom built the Bayis Shlishi. Sivneu Meheira, right? You say the Rebbeinu Shlom built it, the Bayis Shlishi, come down, Be'esh, Min HaShemayim. Oh, but there's two Bechinas. There's the Etzem Mikdash and there's Shechina B'Socheinu. Is Mikdash Hashem Kodinu Yodecha? Is Taka Maisen Tzadikim? Was Maisen Tzadikim and Maisen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Shechina B'Socheinu. When we started building the Oil Mayim, that is a Gilui, it's Shechina B'Kirbeinu. That's when the Ananei HaKovet came. So why is this Seicher to the Ananei HaKovet? So the Medrash says, maybe tomorrow we'll speak a bit more if you want, if you're interested. Anybody will be interested anymore, but Kolponim. The Medrash says, Matanat Minim, I brought it in the Vadim and El. On Rosh Hashanah, there's a big fight between the Goyim and the Yid. And the Moshul, so when there's two knights of armor fight in front of the king. Jousting, remember the English word for it, proper English word. Al Kaponim, they have a whole fight. So the Medrash, and we don't know who wins until the king gives one of them the trophy. Then we know he won. Kach says, the Umis Oilam come against Klal Yisrael. With the Sotz Balach, we don't know who's going to win until Klal Yisrael come out on Sukkos, Belulveyem, Biyadeyem. The Lulav is a Simen Didon Notzach. We won. That's why we're meriting in the Hallel. Hallelujah, Hashem Kol Goyim, Shavchu Kol Omim, Ki Gomer Aleinu Chazdoi. That's the Lulav. That's how we have the trophy. We've got it. You don't have it. We've got it. The Baril says Sukkos is the same thing. What's the Hesper? Today, it's interesting. I see in Yeshiva all sorts of different boxes of Esrog. At the first day, Yom Tov, in a shul, 250 people there. I don't know if there were two of the same boxes. There's such a shefa of Esrogim today. And they brought in Eretz Yisrael, tons of Esrogim from Morocco, this Esrog, that Esrog, Chazanish Morocco, Brahman Morocco, everything. Morocco, everything. I'm Sumame, that's no human. Right? But in the old days, it wasn't so posh. And even now, it's not so posh. You know, there's a neighbor by us who's got an esrog tree, and he never gets a kosher esrog. He has esrogim, you know, felach esrogim. A few years ago, I was in the Erev Sukkos in the shul, and some balabos came to ask the Rav, he's got an esrog tree, and his esrogim are kacha. But he has a lot of, you know, I suppose kochim and simyad, he has a lot of things, my esrog. Is there an adifus of taking his own esrog over going to buy a mehudinik esrog?
The Rav said to him, listen, if you buy it yourself, so the kachtem lochem, so it's yours. And so the no chilek if you buy it or you grow it yourself. Go buy a decent esrog, a mudadik esrog, right? Now, there are people who know soidus of how to grow better esrogim. That's a whole shmooze before the answer. Not a vad. But al koponim, in the old days, it was a miser that at the time of the god, they couldn't find an esrog for the god. Famous miser. And the Talmidim went all over looking for esrogim. Then, how can you bring it? They grew esrogim in southern Italy. And the esrogim had to come from southern Italy in a wagon, you know, until it got to Lita. It probably took 2 weeks. They didn't have controlled things. Elchanan, by the time it got to Lita, he didn't need a fridge. Lita was cold already in the winter. Going through Italy and the kids said he didn't have a kosher. Till they found one gvir had a kosher esrog for the god, and they asked him, "Were you willing to give it to the builder god?" So he said, "Od bitnai echad, that all the schar of the mitzvah comes to me." It said the Talmidim was so scared to tell the god, they found an esrog, but this tonight, but the end they had no prayer, and they told the god, and the god was sameach v'simcha atzuma. He said, "I've always wanted to do a mitzvah completely lishma without any kabbalah schar. Now I have the opportunity." Al Koponim, the Gemara says there were places where they were moirish lulveyem to their grandchildren. They were completely dry because there were no lulavim in that place. It wasn't so posh in the old days. It wasn't so long ago, 20, 30 years ago, it was very hard to find the kosher lulav. Very, very hard. People made chaburas to go cut lulavim. It was very, very hard to find kosher lulavim. Then they discovered this dairy lulav. Most of the lulavim today are dairy lulavim. It's a type of palm tree where they found it in Iraq, actually. The dates are very schwach. So most people grow date palms for dates. Right? That's where they make the money. So there's eight types of date palms. But dairy, the dates are very schwach. The better dates, so the tree is schwacher, the lulavim is schwacher. And somebody discovered this dairy thing, that the lulavim are very strong. And then in the beginning he brought it for Iraq, Siris Nefesh, and then they planted here, and there's more and more and more planted. And they realized, if you could charge 200 shekel for a lulav, and you get about 5 lulavim on a tree, 1,000 shekel, you're not going to get that from all the dates that grow on a geshmaka lulav things, date palms, it's mishtalem. So I mean, kids, nowadays, we don't realize the thing. You can't make babish kosher talad minim. That's the pshat in the medrash. Once the medrash goes on the pasuk, ulekachtem lochem. Years ago, I was mechavim with that before I knew this medrash. I was in the old days in the shuk, trying to find a kosher lulav. And every lulav you pick up is, you pick up another one. I was thinking to myself, there's 10 people or 20 people or 100 people have looked at this lulav and they haven't taken it. Why is there a shaila in any sikud that this lulav is going to be kosher? You pick it up and forget it. Get into yush. So I chapped myself, it came to me, Baruch Hashem. Lekachtem lochem. The Eibish has got to give it to you. It's a matana from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's the Medrash. We don't know who won. But when Klal Yisrael come out with the Lulavim, that's a siman, it's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eibish that gave us that. Taka, 5 minutes later, I found the kosher lulav. It was after a long time. Anyway, Mekitsa, that's the plan. Zogt Baril, Sukkah is the same thing. You can have the most mehudadika sukkah with all the chumras or all the kulas, whatever you want, right? And you sit in your sukkah, and if the Eibishter makes it rain, you don't have mitzvah sukkah. That's it, fafalan. Sukkah is a symbol, and Rabbi Shalom wants us. It's ananeh covered. It's mamish ananeh covered. It's the same thing. The ananeh covered came back when we did mitzvahs. We started building the oil mine. The Eibishter showed Shechina b'kirbeinu, that I want you, I want to be with you. The Shechina is here. This shows that the Shechina is here. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants our mitzvah. We're sitting in a sukkah and gemalding. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants our mitzvahs. He's not making it rain. It ought to rain now. It's not going to rain. We got the mitzvah of sukkah. That's Ananea Chomet. Shechina b'kirbeinu. Just so you should appreciate the chashivas of this vort. I just want to read you Rabbeinu Yona in Ois Mem Beis in Shaar Rishon. So that's going on the side of Tefillah. So he says, Oid Yispalel Bal Tshuva El Hashem, Limchos Ka'ov Pshaw V'Che'anon Chatoisov, what we davened on Yom Kippur. V'Sheyach Boitz Boi, Hashem Yisrael should want us. V'Yirtzeihu, Hashem should be Meratzeh, Rotzen with us. V'Yaoseloi, Kasheim Loi Chotah, we should come back to a Matzah Kinu, we weren't Chotah. Kinyin Shekosu B'Divrei, Eliu al bal tshuva achay yisurim yeta el elokav v'yirtzeihu. David to Hashem and he'll be meratzeh, he'll be happy with him. Listen, ki itoch elios ha'ovoy nislach. It shayach to the Rebbeinu Shalom be soleach to ovoy. V'nifto min ha'yisurim u'mikol gzeira. And there's no oynesh. V'ein l'Hashem chayfetz boi. But even so, there's no Einish. Say that. Michael Shrock doesn't want him. The Rosh is still rocking from him. The time is that Tzadikim bin Atzlochus, the Hofik Rotzen be Hashem, Sheyach be Tzvayim, the Tzadik wants, the Rebbe Hashem should want us, we should have a Kirva with Hashem, the Rebbe Hashem should be Rotzui with us. Murat Soinoi, Hachayim HaKayomim HaMitiyim, Bora Gonul, I call this call on the Emois. Chayim Birtsoinai. Real Chayim, not just we're alive. What were we asking for? Seriously, made Tshuva. Kosveinu, Chayim, Sefer Chayim, Lemancha. That's Chayim Lemancha. Venema, El Hashem, Elohim, Tzvokas, Hashiveinu. Come back, make us do Tshuva. Ho Erponecho, Venivo Sheo. We want Hear us ponim. Is the Rebbeinu Shalom was moichel, yeah, but that's not enough. The Rebbeinu Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu got the Shechina will be not the Malach, the Shechina will lead us. That's not enough. Shechina bekirbeinu, the Rebbeinu Shalom should be roitzeh banu. The Rebbeinu Shalom should want us, and then the chasim chayyos and godel mizeh. Well, we see the Rebbeinu Shalom is right, said Manu. Gmaldik, that's Zman Simcha Seinu. We're doing mitzvahs, and the Rebbeinu Shalom wants our mitzvahs. The Rambam says that a person who's a choyte, he does mitzvahs, the Rebbeinu Shalom is choyte, he takes away the mitzvahs. I have two tremendous dugmas of that. Once there was a Baal Tshuva in Yeshiva. He told me they always had Seder night in their family, pretty the first night. But the whole family came together for Seder. I don't know if you call it Seder night. He said that to start at 8 o'clock, which was Nacht where he lived, that was too late. So they did it at 6 o'clock. The whole family came together. So the Baal said, "Bistava the Ed Kosher Matzah." I don't know if they Kazayas Tovah Pras Bistava Nishma, whatever. But when did they eat matzah? before Nacht, when it's an Avera. That's the Rebbeinu and a person who's an Avarian, the Rebbeinu Shalom, he comes to do mitzvahs. Choytif, me other. I'm a Shnebuch. And I saw this mitzvah. It was once, went to the Yekev in Zichron Yaakov with my wife, had an old tour of the Yekev, of the what do they call it, winery. And when we came, they said, "Well, there's going to be a tour in English. You have to wait for the Ifrit one for another hour." We said, "But Mikra, we speak English, so we don't mind having the English tour." So kids, a whole busload of conservative Americans with their rabbi drove up, and they was arranged they were going to have this guide. So we were walking around with these conservative Jews from America, and the guy's explaining some of the things. So at one point he explained that, you know, the guy doesn't know this from that or the other. And he tells them, you know, all the workers here are Shomer Shabbat. So one of the guys asked me, so why do they all have to be Shomer Shabbat? So I'm going to tell him, people like you mess up the wine. So I told him, there's the rabbis have their rules of who can think. He didn't understand. The kids say, we finished the whole tour, and we sit down, there's wine tasting. So the Haredim get Yain Mevushel, even though the guy had a kippah, I don't know if he was Shomer Shabbos, the guy with things, and they didn't have Yain Mevushel, the mice, so I think they had better wine. But I'll call upon him. The rabbi stands up, and he gives a speech, and he says, wow, isn't that fantastic, guys? We can now make a bracha. We can make a bracha on the wine. Baruch atah Hashem, alakeinu melech haolam. Borei pri hagafen. Wasn't that fantastic, guys? Now, let's see. Cheers. He made a bracha. Bracha levatolam. I thought to myself, that's the Rambam. Probably the first bracha he made, goodness knows since when. I don't know, since he was Sadi Kiddushin or whatever, whatever it was. You know, the Rosh Hashiva's Baisa, the Rosh Hashiva's Masada Kiddushin once, and the Rosh Hashiva holds, you can't give these conservative people a bracha because they don't believe in what they're saying. So the grandfather was a conservative rabbi, and they needed to give him a kibbut. So what kibbut are you going to give him? Give him Kriya Saksuba, but they can't do that. He can't read. He can't read the Ksuba in Arabic. There's no other way to be able to do that. So what are you going to give him? Doesn't want to give him a bracha. So what are you going to give him? So Rosh Hashiva, on the spot, made up a new kibbut, putting the glass on under the foot of the chassan. And the Rosh Hashiva said, this is very matim for the grandfather because this links us with the past. And the grandfather who takes us to the past is mechubit to put the glass on the floor for the chassan to break. And he was so happy as a conservative rabbi. Mistama, from then on, they had in his shul of this special kibbut. The rabbi said, "It's a big kibbut, you know." Koponi. Thus, the Rambam, but when a person's choizim b'tshuva, the Rebbein Shalom, he does mitzvahs, and the Rebbein Shalom wants his mitzvahs, mekabel his mitzvahs for lo'id, he gives the opportunity to do more mitzvahs. Look at the Rambam bearing sign, Hilchus Tshuva. That's what we are sitting here, Zman Simchaseinu. The Shari Kedusha brings from the Ari that there are two sugim of simcha. Simcha b'mashe yeshloi and simcha b'mitzvah. And the two simchas are being betzim mashlim one another. Simcha b'mashe yeshloi is everything around me. Like Rabbi Saul Salanta said, when a person says Krishma, he says Hashem Echad, the Mechavid, the Rebbein Shalom, all around is Echad. But he forgets sometimes to be Mamlich Hashem on himself. So simcha b'mash yeshloi, that's all around us what we see. And simcha b'mitzvah is my pulis. In the mention, total simcha, that's this yom tov. Zman simcha seinu, sukkas mamish, sukkas aleinu kovet. We're sitting here, zman simcha seinu, that's the sukkah, that's the quality. That's aleinu kovet. And that is the pshat in Rabbi Yitzchak Meltzer. Ratzisa bonu, that's sukkas. That's what it is. It's linked in the whole thing. After Chet, after everything, Rotzis Abanu, Shechina Besachinu, Besoich Tu Masor. After Chet, this is the Gewaltige Yom Tov that we have. We still have the Shechina with us, even though we did Averus. Bereshit wants us, and the Bereshit is going to have, and that's what has to be, and that's Rotzon Hashem.